Hello and welcome back to Your Cooked, a podcast about cooking, money, sex, and everything else you're obsessed about. I am your host, Sam Higgins, and this week we are making salted caramel brownies. That's right, I know it's not a meal, but it is something I bought at the grocery store. It is something that was very cheap, under $2, and it is something that will taste so good. Now, on this week's episode of Your Cooked, I have a good friend of mine, a dear old friend of mine, a former roommate even. Her name is Bailey Husson, and let's, you know, wherever you're listening to, just, like, welcome her. Let's welcome Bailey Husson. Hey, Bailey, what's up?
Hello, cheers, woo! Hello, everyone. I feel pretty cooked right now.
Good. That a euphemism?
I'm fried.
Stop this. We're sober right now.
Pan fry me.
Anyway, how are you doing today? Welcome to the show. How are things going?
I'm doing great for winter. I feel like winter's a lower baseline. So, like, I'm doing okay, but great for winter.
I get that. Yeah. I get that. It's really dark really early.
Yeah, the 4:30 p.m. sunset's really messing with me.
Yeah, but you know what isn't messing with me? This salted caramel brownie that we're about to make.
Boop, 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 boop.
What are your thoughts on salted caramel brownies? What are your thoughts on salt? What are your thoughts on caramel? What are your thoughts on brownies?
Salt, love it. Can't get enough of it. Amen. Love the big crystal. I like sea salt.
A kosher?
Yeah. Okay. Recently I dipped into pink Himalayan salt.
Ooh.
No different.
It's just your body, sodium chloride.
Yeah. It's just a different color. Which is exciting fun, for a second, but then I realized it didn't taste any different.
Like, yeah.
So, love salt. We are a salt fan.
Caramel? Caramel? Do you say caramel or caramel?
I say caramel, and I say it all the time because I work in a coffee shop, so I'm always like, caramel, and everybody's just like, can I get a caramel latte? So.
Okay. Yeah. And then brownies.
Love brownies, but we're using Ghirardelli brand.
Yes, we are. Spoiler alert, it's $2.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan. I think they're kind of flavorless.
What?
Could use a little more, like, richness and, like, chocolatiness.
Okay.
To just, like, really live up to that, like, Ghirardelli chocolate brand, you know?
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Were you in the brownies as a little girl?
Yeah, I've always loved, like, I've always been a big chocolate
person. I meant in the brownies, like, oh. The Girl Scouts.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Oh. I think brownies are, like, a certain age, but I think I joined a little later than that, but I was in the Girl Scouts, and really? I have seen, I've seen little brownies before, like, we, like, hung out together, I'm sure.
Yeah, of course.
But, I don't think I was myself a brownie.
Okay. Those Girl Scouts, though, good organization.
Yeah. I'm a big fan. Really coming a long way, kicking the hell out of Boy Scouts.
Honestly.
But, Boy Scouts are co-ed now, right?
Yeah.
But the
popcorn tastes bad, so I don't care.
It's like a states' rights thing where they, like, get to choose. Like, it's like a self-determinism thing.
Yeah, it's very libertarian, it feels like. And I don't want any part of it, to be honest.
Yeah.
But let's, like, get to cooking. And then we can, like, really get into the heat of it all.
Okay.
All right. So, before we started recording, we got a few things ready. We didn't want to hurt your ears with the sounds of cutting boxes and mixing things up. I don't know. So, in a bowl, we have our one egg, we have a quarter cup of water, we have our quarter cup of vegetable oil as per the instructions on the back of the box. And now we're gonna mix that all up, we're gonna add our brownie mix, and we're gonna talk about a little bit about baking and food. So, Bailey, did you, like, cook a lot as a kid in your household? What is that whole situation?
My family never really cooked it. Like, when my family cooked, it was, like, hamburger helper, you know? Like,
okay.
Yeah, it was just, like, very minimal effort. So, but I'm very familiar with boxed food. Like, things that come in boxes and yum, yum, yum.
Hamburger helper.
Yeah, and I did become adept at, microwaving SpaghettiOs at a young
really?
Age.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Microwaving?
So, yeah.
I use the stove. I just
for SpaghettiOs?
Put, yeah.
Interesting. We always
made a little pot.
Just nuked them.
That, like, makes sense to me. But, yeah, we didn't do that.
We used to, like, butter a piece of white bread and, like, dip it in our SpaghettiOs.
Oh, absolutely. What other way to do that? Yeah, that's how we had it at school.
It's pretty gross, but, like, looking back, like, that's the most bland thing I can think of. It's like buttered white bread dipped in spaghetti.
It's very white.
Yes, very culturally white.
We are white. It's just how it is. Do you want to pour the brownie mix into the bowl and mix it up?
Yes.
So these are salted caramel brownies. There are a few different steps. We already have the oven preheated because we didn't want to wait for that. Actually, I think it literally is already preheated. Yeah, so that's super exciting. I'm going to oil the pan. I did buy a glass pan today. That is true. Okay. And I'm wondering, should I write it off of my taxes? Can I do that?
I think you have to have a business to write it off.
Well, thank you to my listeners for allowing me to have a business. I make a lot of money off of you. #sponsored, #ad. No, I'm not sponsored, but I would always. That's not true. I would like a sponsorship, of course. Who wouldn't?
I've been getting ads to become an influencer.
That's hot.
But I'm like, I have like 700 followers. I feel like I should, like, minimum 1,000 people to influence, yeah. You know? Because, like, if 1% of those people are, like, influenced by my...
That's 10 people.
Yeah.
Math, stats. Facts are facts.
I love math. But, like, that's nothing. Like, 1% 7, I guess. Like, 7 versus 10, I guess, really doesn't matter. Yeah. But
throwback to the legendary moment when the classic app, Yik Yak.
Oh my god.
Big throwback. Yeah. Emailed me.
Oh yeah.
Asking if I wanted to work with them.
Yeah. I mean, I said, how much money? Trying to save themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I said how much money, they never responded. It depends. They wanted me to post about Yik Yak on my social media?
Yeah, no.
No, thank you.
I mean, you might as well just, like, I don't know. That's like the worst thing to be an influencer for. Because people just used it to be racist and sexist and to say, like, hot takes that they were embarrassed
Literally,
about.
I have a friend, not really friends anymore, but I have a pal who lost his virginity because of Yik Yak.
I need more.
So, I'm not going to divulge any personal information.
Right, obviously.
Because this is horribly embarrassing.
Yeah.
But, this girl on Yik Yak was saying she wanted to, lose her virginity that night.
Yeah.
He commented, obviously anonymously.
Yeah.
Saying, same. They exchanged phone numbers on this public app.
Very romantic.
And then he slept with her.
I mean, virginity is a social construct.
Absolutely.
So, like, I guess it's no different than, like, I just would never. I would.
But
like,
it's just not a safe sexual situation.
No, absolutely not. You'll probably want to get one of the, like,
I need a spatula.
Rubber ones to, like, really scrape.
We have one somewhere.
Are you a brownie batter eater, or are you, like, more of a baker? Like, do you try to put as much in there to bake it, or do you try to, like, leave some to
eat? I
want to
bake as much as possible.
Okay. I'm a leaver. Like, whenever I would make brownies as a kid, like, I would leave at least a quarter of the batter to
A quarter? How'd you not get E. coli?
I feel like
salmonella.
That's fake.
Isn't that salmonella?
I don't know what disease you get
from
E. coli
is from romaine lettuce.
Yeah. Specifically, it's from contaminated water, put it on our crops, that the FDA was like, cool, but then they were
water.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Cows are bad, people. Cows are real bad.
Yeah, we should stop. We should stop with the cows.
Yeah.
Moo, baby. What do we do with them?
I feel like if we stop supporting them, they'll die.
The cow, at the average age of a cow is like 27.
Oh my god.
But they only live to be 6 because we torture them. Sorry, hot take. But we do.
Yeah, we like pump them full of chemicals so we can have their milk.
We take their babies away. It's kind of screwed up. I don't know. Every single person says this, that like, we hurt cows, and they're like, but I love cheese. And like, I'm one of those bitches who feels that way.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got as much batter in the pan as what's going to happen. And now we're going to put it in there, and we're going to let it cook for a little while.
Yes.
We were supposed to mix in the salted caramel.
I think you drizzle it on top.
We mix in half of it.
Why don't we drizzle it all on top?
But a little inside would be so good.
So for you at home, this is a real point of creativity with boxed brownies.
Yeah.
Do you want that salted caramel inside, yes, or do you want it on top?
Half goes on top, okay, half goes inside.
There's not that much of it. I'm just going to tell you it's about 2 ounces.
It's 2 tablespoons. It's like 4 tablespoons. Anyway, we're going to put some inside it. Okay. That's what the instructions say.
You're the boss.
Thank you. Baking is a science. Cooking is an art.
Yeah.
Is that true? It's kind of true.
Well, baking is definitely a science. Cooking, if the Great Finish Baking Show taught me anything, it's that baking is a freaking science.
I'm obsessed with the Great British Baking Show.
I only watch it when other people are watching it. I won't ever sit down and be like, I'm about to watch these very kind British people
bake
against each other.
Have you ever watched it when you're sad?
Baking doesn't soothe me. It stresses me out.
What?
I just like the thought of baking.
But they triumph. Triumph doesn't soothe you?
No. No. Their storyline does not soothe me at all.
What?
No. It's not soothing.
I'm horribly biased in that I love almost every single reality television show competition. I'm, like, obsessed.
It's the kindest of all of them, so if you're going to...
Oh, for sure. Yeah, if you don't like Cutthroat, don't even go.
Yeah, like Chopped? Oh.
No. Or like MasterChef? They're mean on MasterChef.
Yeah. Is that the one with Gordon Ramsay?
Yes, it is the one with Gordon Ramsay. It's the one that a blind woman won one time.
Nice.
It was amazing. I think her name was Christine.
Ugh, brownie batter.
But she's I don't like MasterChef though. That's the one cooking show I'm not a fan of.
Okay, I am detecting hints of caramel in the batter. So you just added more caramel to an already caramel battered.
Maybe you're just thinking there was caramel.
No.
In it.
Freaking taste it.
I will. Don't put your finger in my mouth. Okay, thank you. I literally thought you were about to put your finger in my mouth.
I would do that.
Anyway.
There's caramel in there.
Oh. It tastes like the stuff you dip your apples in, you know?
Mm.
That are by the apples at Marsh.
Yeah.
The good cream.
Pre-sliced.
Well, it's like the caramel sauce.
Yeah, and they're pre-sliced in the little package, and then there's a little dipping.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. Sometimes it's just a thing of caramel. Like, sometimes buy the thing of caramel.
Yeah.
And eat it. Alright, so we're gonna put these brownies in the oven for a long time.
Yeah, it's like 40 something minutes.
It's like 40 minutes, yeah. We're gonna put it in for 40 minutes because I kind of like them gooey.
Oh, yeah.
So.
They just seem moist.
The brownies are going into the oven.
I'm not here for
setting a timer for 40 minutes. And now, now we're going to, like, sit down. We're going to talk about what we're obsessed with.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a little bit of a change of scenery for us. You won't know that. But, yeah, cool.
Yeah, I was in the bathroom before, and I was like, what should I look like? But then I realized I don't have to care
because we're just
talking.
Yeah.
You're just listening to us.
Pretty much.
I can look as ugly as I want.
Yeah, you don't look ugly, though.
I know. But I could.
You could. I wore my pajamas last time.
Yeah.
And honestly, these could go as pajamas currently.
Yeah, he's wearing some really glamorous green track pants
they're
right now.
Fab.
So, yeah.
They're awesome. So good. They're comfortable. $2.
Wow. Goodwill really
is that a Midwestern thing?
What?
Saying the price of things that you're owning, that you own.
I got called out for that. I was like, I have a pair of Birkenstocks that I bought used.
Yeah.
And somebody was like, I like your Birkenstocks. And I was like, they were only $10. And they're like, that's the most Midwestern thing I've ever heard, is whenever you're like, how cheap you got an item. Like, when you're talking about the deals. Because, like, I assume, like, maybe in bigger cities, like, you want to seem like you have more money.
I guess.
But around here, you want to seem
I'm so poor.
It's that Protestant work ethic, I think. Like, you want to be seen as thrifty and, like,
you work hard
reasonable.
For the money.
Yeah.
And that you spend and you earn.
You're not a materialist.
No.
Like,
you're trying to get the best deal for the best quality stuff.
I think that's why TJ Maxx is so popular.
The Midwest is full of Maxinistas.
Yeah.
Every single woman is a Maxinista, and probably 3/4 of the men.
Yeah, I feel like the closer you get to Indianapolis, like, it's just an exponential function of how many Maxinistas there are. And how many people are, like, willing to wear, like, leggings with print on them.
There's a lot of leggings with print.
Yeah, and, like, that dress. Like,
remember
a dress.
Galaxy? Remember people were obsessed about Galaxy print?
Oh my god, I had a pair
Galaxy
of Galaxy
everything.
Leggings.
Oh my god.
I did. I had a pair.
I thought they were always very gauche, as they say.
Gauche means bad, it means, like, tacky.
I've heard it only used as tacky.
Yeah. But or also I've, molecules.
I've only ever heard it on America's Next Top Model. So...
I was thinking about ghosties the other day and how, like, are ghosties real or did Tyra Banks make them up?
I imagine they're real. I mean, they're just, like, a job interview.
Yeah. But, like, are they called ghosties everywhere else? Like, it's literally the word go and then the word see.
But...
I just feel like there's a better word for that. Like, meeting. Like, introductory meeting.
But, like, compound nouns exist.
I just like, feel like it's a weird thing for, like, such a com... Like...
You go and see.
A ghostie is, like, the first time that you meet a designer. So why isn't it called, like, a first meeting? Or, like, I'm going for a meeting or an interview. Like, why do they need a special word for it? And why is the word so stupid? Like, go and see.
It's a simple. It's a ghostie.
All right, whatever.
I think it explains what you're doing easily and effectively. And isn't that the point of language?
No.
What's the point of language, then? Communication?
Yeah.
It communicates.
But, like, why is there a different word for something that's essentially the same in all trades and industries?
Because modeling is special.
They want you to think it's special.
Honestly, I wish I could be a model.
I don't. Like, I feel like it'd be really uncomfortable.
Oh, I'd be so obsessed with it. I'd love it.
I'm at a point in my life where I don't want to be objectified. Like, I want to be seen as, like, interesting and, like... very cool, and I don't really care if I'm pretty or not.
But imagine knowing that you're interesting, and people being like, we'll give you money to stand in front of this camera, and you being like, okay, okay. Prank ya, got you good. Like, look at me, I'm beautiful. And they give you money to wear what they, I don't know. I think it's like you're scamming them. I think fame is a big scam.
Yeah.
You're like scamming people into believing that like,
well, cause
you're the shit.
Inherently, nobody's any better than anyone
remember
else.
Remember Jim Carrey said personality's fake?
Remember when Jim Carrey said we were all floating tetrahedrons?
I really felt that.
No, yeah, he's really on it. Like, he's really on to something there.
Yeah.
I did just rewatch Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
So you're not okay.
I'm really sad.
You're not okay.
I'm so sad. But it's so good. It's like, it's beautiful.
I haven't seen it
it's
in so long.
It's such a beautiful movie. I got my first kiss to that movie.
Who?
Yeah, my parents were gone for the weekend and I was like, come over and watch movies. And he did. And we ended up making out at the end.
Hell yeah.
We had to watch, I had to watch the whole movie though.
One time I went over to a guy's house to hook up, and he was like, do you want to watch a movie?
Mm-hmm.
Classic move. Mm-hmm. Of course, yeah, let's watch a movie.
Yeah.
Full knowing that we weren't going to watch the movie.
Yeah.
He puts on Boyhood.
Yeah. Oh my god, I also have watched Boyhood on a first date. Men do better.
It's a good movie.
It's so good.
But when you're sitting there for 3 hours.
Bathed in sexual tension. Like,
but nothing's happened.
Absolutely awash.
It was
in
like a Wednesday night. I had homework to do still. I'm like, I was trying to get in and get out a little, like, faster than 5 hours.
Yeah.
It's faster than 5 hours.
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
Yeah. I mean, same situation.
That's a bad taste of Boyhood in my mouth, honestly.
We ended up watching the whole movie. I think we paused it in the middle to, like, mess around a little bit.
That's
but
good.
Yeah.
We didn't at all.
It's 3 hours.
It's so long.
It's 3 hours long.
And it's not an exciting story. It's
no,
an important
it's just,
story.
It's beautiful
not
and long.
An exciting story.
Yeah.
Because it's real life, and real life is pretty, you know,
it's like,
every day.
Yeah, it's like riding a raft down a calm river.
It's like a lazy river of a movie. Yeah. So you like it, you're like, I'm glad I took part. But I don't...
There's no whitewater rafting moment.
I didn't gain anything.
Yeah, yes.
Except, like, maybe peace of mind.
Yeah.
The feeling that I'm doing my best.
I a deeper connection with the human experience, perhaps. Yeah.
Empathy.
Yeah. I really love movies like that. But, related story, this guy invited me over, and he was gonna make dinner for me, and he did. He made this, like, beautiful pasta dinner for me.
Mm.
And, like, I felt like things were, like building up. And then he was like, do you want to watch something? And I was like, yes. And then he was like, what do you want to watch? And I said, Planet Earth, which I think in this day and age is, like,
it's like a background music of a show.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Just like put it on.
And it's like
soothing.
A
soothing.
Everybody understands that if you're gonna watch Planet Earth, you're not gonna watch Planet Earth.
Unless you're like tripping.
But we watched the whole we watched a whole episode of Planet Earth about like monkeys.
Sometimes though, you get like Planet Earth gets me emotional.
Yeah, it did suck us in. And then like But then I had to, like, wait till the end to find out he was a bad kisser. And then ghost him. And then he was my TA for a lot of classes.
A lot?
Like, a 3 of them so far.
Well... No... Maybe whatever grade you get, you probably didn't earn.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I
feel like I've met him.
Yeah, he's very tall.
He's very tall, very thin, right?
Yeah.
Good guy.
Scraggly beard, very smart.
Oh, absolutely very smart. I was thinking about whether or not I wanted to talk shit about people in my life on this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've decided that I don't wanna.
Okay.
Which, like, is just...
That's a healthy decision, I think.
Yeah. I'm just like, if I know you, I won't talk shit about you. Yeah. But if you're a stranger, better beware.
Yeah.
Watch out. I'm ready to snap.
Yeah, coming at you, rapper 69. He's the, like...
Oh, the rapist. Pedophile?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... I'm so out of the loop when it comes to...
Like, those... There's been a string of rappers.
A lot. Very fast.
Like, yeah, and I've never heard one of their songs.
I don't think I have either.
It makes them more famous to make them criminals. Like, disgusting criminals, too. Like, I don't care if you rob a bank, you know, down with capitalism, but,
honestly,
like...
Honestly. But don't hurt other people.
Yeah, exactly. And don't commit sex crimes. Ugh.
Don't... And only rob a bank if no one gets hurt.
Yeah. Don't kill the teller.
She's just trying to do her job. Yeah. Or he. Or they.
Yeah.
Are just trying to do their job.
Yes.
But...
And they're making, like, 32 grand. Like, they're just trying to live.
Get through
Let them live.
But also, like, take the money of the 1%.
Yes.
We watched, or tried to watch, First Reformed last night.
It's an A24
I've seen it before.
Film?
It's an A24 distributed film by a... I talked about it on the last episode a little bit. Because... I'm really kind of obsessed with it, and I was wondering, how much of it did you see?
I only saw, like, 5 minutes.
5 minutes, because you fell asleep.
I was very sleepy, and I was trying to hide it.
Yeah, well, I kept... Bailey spent the night at my apartment last night. She's came up to Indianapolis from Bloomington just to hang, and while we were watching the movie, I kept asking you if you were awake.
Yeah.
And you always responded yes.
And, like, in no
time. And I
time.
Was so surprised.
There was no delay.
I was like, oh, she's awake. Because, like, you weren't responding to anything.
Yeah. And I made sure to, like, moan sometimes.
A few times?
Yeah,
you did. You went,
I went, oh.
And
yeah.
I was like, she feels it. She feels it, too.
Like, I woke up right when, like, at a pivotal moment in the film. And, like, it's, like, pretty graphic, and you're like, ugh. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty big part of the film.
Yeah.
I also fell asleep, though, last night, too.
We're openers. Like,
we both worked yesterday.
Yeah.
So you work at a coffee shop in Bloomington.
I do.
Tell me about it.
I'm
familiar with it.
Yeah.
But tell me about it. Tell the listeners about it.
It's an independent local coffee shop. There are 2 locations. There used to be 3. But I just moved to one of them, and, it's really fast-paced. Like, we do, like, Starbucks-style volume, but we don't have a Starbucks system,
you
so,
don't.
Like, it's just chaos, like, all the time.
Yeah.
Almost. But it's really fun, and, like, I think working for small businesses is really cool, because you get a lot of, like, control over your, like, seasonal drinks, or, like, if you have a new idea, the owner is really receptive to that kind of thing. And there's lots of opportunity.
What's it called?
It's called Soma Coffee House.
Soma Coffee House.
And Juice Bar.
And Juice Bar. I used to work at Soma Coffee House. Just put that out there, too.
We had a great time.
We did.
Yeah.
We worked at the store that got shut down because...
Some eminent domain issues.
Yeah. The university bought the land and then the building and then wanted to tear it down.
But they haven't broken ground on it yet, so it's just, like, sadly sitting there.
That's spooky.
Yeah.
Is there anything inside still? Have you looked at the building?
Well, I mean, the owner, like, moved everything out, basically. Like, anything that had value, he has. Like, we have all the exit signs and stuff sitting, like,
in...
Yeah, okay. I mean, it makes sense, though, because I'm sure they're, like, you know, like, $15 for an exit sign. So, and I think he's trying to open another one.
Really?
I haven't heard anything about it. And we're supposed to return to that location, but it's going to be at least a couple years while they, like, build an entire building.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Bailey, tell me something you're literally obsessed with in this moment. It can be with regards to food, sex, money. It can be with regards to anything you're just simply obsessed with at this moment.
Lately, I've been obsessed with finding things to be obsessed with. I think...
What does that mean?
Tell me about it. I just think that people who have, like, really unique interests and, like, pursue them to their logical conclusion and, like, know a lot about them, that's just fascinating. And I've always been, like...
Like, passion.
Yeah, exactly. And I've always been, like, a generalist. So, like, I think I'm going to start just, like, making some stabs at something, you know? And I know that, like, if I get into something, I really get into it. So I just need to, like, jump into something.
Yeah. My way of... I bought something expensive to force myself to be obsessed about something. I bought this microphone to force myself to be obsessed about my podcast about obsession.
Yeah, I think I'm going to start an insect collection.
I saw your Instagram story.
Yeah, I think I'm going to start pinning insects. It's actually, like, it sounds, like, creepy, but it's actually really cool and fun. And, like...
You have to kill them, though.
Yeah, but, like, there are so many. Like, they're all case selected.
True. That's, I guess selected, you have a point. I remember. There are selected.
Yeah.
Case selected are, like, humans and elephants. Aren't they?
I
dropped out of ecology just, class.
Yeah, I think our selected is, like, things...
Rats. Like, fish. Yeah,
things that are only affected by carrying capacity.
Yeah.
We
act as if we're our selected.
Oof.
Will God forgive us?
Also, just Mormons. I'm always obsessed with Mormons.
Yeah, I've hooked up with a Mormon.
Really?
Yeah.
I, a couple years ago, went on a road trip, and we were in Salt Lake City, home of the
Mormon
Mormons.
City, yeah.
Yeah, like, literally the
capital
kingdom,
of the world.
Kingdom of the Mormons.
Were there beautiful churches? Like, huge, beautiful churches?
Well, like, they're I saw the, like, more, like, the big one in downtown Salt Lake City.
Is it called a tabernacle?
No, I don't think so. It's called a they're all called temples. Like,
spooky.
Yeah. The word temple is really just, has a lot, it carries a lot of weight.
It's very biblical feeling.
Yeah,
past years.
Yeah, so they have a version of Tinder that they call, it's called Mutual. And it's their Tinder, and, like, you're only supposed to be on there if you're a Mormon. And so, like, I made a profile, and I, like, said, like, I did a mission in somewhere random, like, Los Angeles.
So you lied to these Mormons.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just, the I need to I, get close the to them.
Anyway, we don't need to talk about the Mormon I slept with, how he also did his mission in Los Angeles, but continue.
Really?
Yeah.
We did our missions in the same place.
You did.
But then, like, they would inevitably ask me questions I had no idea. Like, they're like, what ward are you in? And I was like, hospital? not the psych one, haha. And they were like, okay, never answer me again. And, like, they were just, like, not receptive to me. Like, I think it's something in my face. I think they just knew, like, my smile wasn't carefree enough or something. Because all Mormons just, like, they're just so happy. They're on just, like, another plane because they literally think that they are going
on another plane.
Yeah. Planet. Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. I learned that they have, like, we have pre-mortal names. Like, our souls have names.
Yeah.
And that you only can find that out after, like, being baptized, and then, like, doing your mission, and then coming back to where you're baptized. And then no one else is allowed to know your name, your pre-mortal name. Except for you and, like, the person who gave you it. Or, like Seth said, that's what it is.
I would tell people.
But you're not supposed to.
But I would.
But you can't. It breaks the law or something.
I'm not good at secrets.
That's very true for you.
I don't like them. I want, like, if it's inside me, it needs to get out. Like,
I feel like my pre-immortal name is, like, really hot and beautiful or something like that. That's my
I feel like name. my pre-immortal name would be, like, an AIM screen name, like, Kitty Cat.
BB Girl 62, yeah.
Yeah, underscore, underscore, sexy
Jesus
girl.
Is Yahweh.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's just what
isn't
it is.
Isn't that in Hebrew? Is it Yahweh in Hebrew?
It's his pre-mortal name. I don't know. I think so.
So God, like, sits you down in a conference chair and is like, hey, little baby, your name is...
Well, you don't find it till you're an adult.
But it was given to you pre-mortally, so...
So, yeah, I mean, God gives your soul a name.
What freaking name generator do they put in? Like, where
Dude,
do they
like
get
it? It's like Wu-Tang Clan name. It's like Childish Gambino is his pre-mortal name.
yeah, like, how do they, like, sit, do they just, like, they're like, you're Richard, and if, like, Shelby's like, oh, no, not Richard.
Don't like Catholics choose their name when they get confirmed or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You get your confirmation name. And like, some people go by it, right? Or it becomes their middle name or something?
I have no idea.
One of my high school classmates became a nun recently.
Big move.
Yeah.
Honestly, though, I kind of respect nuns much more than I ever would respect a father.
But she chose to be a nun in northern Indiana.
Why not a cool place like California?
I know. Like, why would you... And, like, her, like, nunnery or whatever is called, like, Our Lady of, like, Perpetual Adoration. And, like, I just feel like... You know, like...
I don't get it either. Yeah. I don't get it either.
And what's the deal with Our Lady of Perpetual something? Like...
I think it's fun. I like... Perpetuals is a really strong word.
Yeah.
Like, keep, like, perpetual...
Perpetuity is a good word.
Oh, it sounds fake. It's a good word.
Yeah, yeah.
Some words just sound fake, not really powerful.
Perpetual. But,
Perpetuity? I can't even say it.
I mean... I just didn't, like, what do nuns do on a daily basis? Like...
They pray! Have you ever watched The Nun?
No, but I have movie. Seen The Sound of Music, and...
They pray and they sing, and they help the people around them.
Oh, okay. I mean, that sounds like, you know...
I don't know, I'm not born or raised in the Catholic Church.
Yeah. I mean, she... Like, she can never get married or have kids. But she, like, she said that she wanted to join because she wanted to be a mother to all... Which is, like...
They're married to Jesus.
Jesus.
The movie Lady Bird really made me love nuns.
Mm.
Mostly because of the nun. Her name's Mary Catherine in the movie.
Yeah.
That character, she's so sweet. She talks about... I love that movie. If you know anything about me, you know there was probably a 6 to 8 month period where I thought or talked about Lady Bird. Every single day.
That coffee shop that we both worked in, you played over the speakers.
I would literally play the movie Lady Bird, because it would be so dead some days.
Yeah.
I would just play Lady Bird. Do they say bad words in it? Yeah.
Is anyone paying attention?
Nope. Except for me. And I watched my movie, but Lady Bird by Greta Gerwig, if you haven't seen it, you should watch it. It's so good. And the nun in it is really sweet. She talks about attention being love. And I can't stop thinking about that.
Hashtag sponsored. Hashtag ad.
If I was sponsored by the movie Lady Bird, goodness gracious, I'd pass out. Yeah. I'd be like, I'm a good old boy in Indiana, being sponsored by one of my favorite movies. Isn't there, like, speaking of Southern accents.
Yes.
Aren't they, like, what British used to be or something like that?
No.
Because didn't, like, the British accent wasn't, like, we weren't. Like, when the British were in, like, were over here in the 1700s, they didn't sound like how they do now.
I don't know anything about that.
They used to sound like us, kinda.
Probably in the Northeast. Like, right? Wouldn't it make sense that, like, the Northeast is most close to what they would have sounded like?
Like, I feel like not. Like,
the Boston Harbor kind of deal?
Maybe.
And, like, well, I mean, look at, like, Scottish people. Like, that's, I don't know, I feel like that's kind of related to the English accent. And that hasn't changed in centuries. Like, they're an ancient people, and that's, like, Gaelic is an ancient language. So, like, I feel like that hasn't changed very much. So, like, I feel like the English accent maybe hasn't changed.
I think it has,
though. I think it's cleaned up. It's like, become it's been cleaned posh. Up a lot. Yeah, exactly. Like, well, I mean, like, Cockney is, like...
Have you ever done, like, a Southern accent and it sounds kind of British? I think I'm just really bad at accents, so...
No, I've never noticed that, but if you say beer can in a British accent, it's bacon in a Jamaican accent.
A Jamaican.
Jamaican.
A Jamaican, a
Jamaican. You're making me crazy, okay?
Ooh, got me. Put that on a shot glass. Have you ever had a Jamocha shake?
No, what's that?
Oh my goodness. Maybe this is, once again, the Midwest coming out in me. Jamocha shake is something you get from Arby's, fast food restaurant, Arby's roast beef, which I used to love as a child. Oh, so our grandparents stay at my school, like elementary school. We would have Arby's come, and they would, like, we'd get Arby's sandwiches for grandparents' day.
Oh, wow.
It was lit as hell.
The bread is so good. It's so soft good. And, like, kind of sweet.
The Arby's sauce, the horsey sauce. Yeah. Anyway, the Jamocha shake is at Arby's. It's like kind of coffee, kind of mocha. Really good.
Wow. Recently, I went to, like, I broke, like, a 9-year Arby's fast because I was on my way home, and I was, like, really anxious about going home because, like, sometimes me and my parents don't really get along.
Home over the holidays is stressful.
Yeah, so I stopped at Arby's because I was, like, I just really need a beef and cheddar right now. Like, yeah. I was using it as a coping mechanism.
I get it.
And I gobbled it. I gobbled that beef and cheddar.
That onion bread is a special thing.
But I felt so sick later.
But meat's not good for you.
Yeah. But it was, like, so thinly shaved. It was so good.
It's,
How do they do it? And Arby's sauce, what is it? It's, like, barbecue ketchup. It's amazing.
Yeah, I think it is barbecue ketchup.
Yeah.
I love horseradish. I love horseradish.
I mean, Arby's used to, like, tout itself as, like, the West. It used to, like, claim it's, like, a Western restaurant.
Really?
Like, we have a really classic one where I'm from. Like, it hasn't been updated. And, like...
Do you have to have a belt buckle to get in or something?
No, the logo is, like, way more cowboy hat-ish than it is now. Oh,
I remember. It used to be very cowboy hat. It's, like,
yeehaw, yippee-ki-yay, baby, you know?
Yeah. I'm kind of glad it's not that way anymore.
Yeah. They have the meat now.
Like, when do you think it, like, when do you think that happened?
I think when, like,
Brokeback Mountain came out.
Oh, no.
When they were, like, we can't. Like, we can't even be cowboys anymore.
No, they were just like, we can't, like, support a movie where some guy had anal without lube, you know? Like, that's true. So painful.
I recently saw this thread on Twitter where they looked at the old, like, movie posters for Brokeback Mountain. And they're all, like, Jake Gyllenhaal with his wife, Heath Ledger with, like, his wife, like, two separate posters. No idea that. It was a gay romance. I feel like it
shocked a bunch of people.
Oh, like, there was a Twitter thread where this guy was like, I worked at a movie theater in high school when this movie was released and in Texas, and I spent many hours just refunding old white couples because they were just disturbed by what they were watching on the screen. And I'm like, that's homophobic, and that's classless, tasteless, personally.
Yeah. Doesn't it just, like, kind of, like, hint at the fact that they might have had sex?
I don't think so. I don't think it hints at the fact. I think it's pretty upfront.
I remember, like, watching it as, like, a 10-year-old because I was like, hur, like, this is a movie I shouldn't watch. Hur-ga-der. And I didn't pay attention because it was, like, way over my head.
Absolutely.
I didn't understand, like, being in the closet or sexual repression or anything. So I was just like, where's the gay sex?
It's like that Vine, please don't tell mom.
Please don't tell mom. No, I also read Memoirs of the Geisha during that time. I know. Again.
Very adult, very just mature.
Because I felt like I shouldn't read it. I was like, hey, I can understand all these words, but I didn't understand, like, what the entire book was getting at. Yeah, like, which is, like, the absolute patriarchy.
Absolutely.
That was Japanese culture in the 1940s.
Yeah. I just told my mom the other day that I spent many years as a young child in our old basement watching America's Next Top Model, watching MTV, watching Shot at Love with Tila Tequila.
Yeah.
When I was too young to watch it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And how it's literally shaped who I am today, I think. Like, I remember watching the first season of America's Next Top Model live. I was, like, so into it. I loved it. Adrian won. So excited.
I was, I think the only TV in our house that had cable was my mom's room. So, like, I could only watch it in the mornings when I was getting ready.
Yeah.
Other than that, I, like, lived on VHSs, so, like,
okay.
I really remember, like, that big orange tape that was, like, all the Rugrats
The
movies.
Rugrats Paris?
Yeah. I remember the Rugrats Paris. Oh, the Rugrats Paris is so good.
Or the ones with, the one where Dill gets born.
Yeah.
That
and,
cute.
And he hits, oh, wait, not Dill. Who's the little brother? There's Dill. Dill's the older brother. And
Tommy's the older.
Oh, Dill's you're sorry. Tommy gets so mad.
He's pissed.
Yeah.
He's really fucking pissed.
And, like, I feel like that shaped how I reacted to my little brother, because I was like, no.
They love each other at the end.
My little brother was born when I was, like, 5, and I was like, no, baby, no. I hate him.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, and then he came out grunting, and I was like, send him back. Fair. For 24 hours, he just grunted with every breath, and they thought something was wrong with him, but he just had to take a shit.
I get it.
He was a little constipated baby.
I wanted a baby sister so bad, because my friend had a baby sister.
Yeah.
And then I got two younger stepsisters when I was 14 and realized that that I didn't really necessarily want a baby sister.
Yeah, I've been all around the, like, sibling spectrum. Like, I grew up the middle child of two brothers. And then when my dad got married, I gained an older stepsister and two younger stepsisters.
Ooh.
So then I was the middle child of sisters. And, like, brothers are where it's at. Brothers yeah. are absolutely where it's at.
I really love my stepsisters now. But when you're 14...
Yeah.
And they're 9 and, like, 11.
Yeah. Little bitches.
I'm like, you're not even in middle school? Get out of my life, girl. What else are you obsessed with?
What am I obsessed with? I've been recently obsessed with the North American beaver, Castor canadensis.
Canadensis.
They're just,
like beaver, like...
Like, yeah, like, chew, knock tree down, chew, knock tree down. Busy little guys. Their ecosystem engineers are very cool.
They build dams.
Yeah.
Natural.
And, like, they're, like, one of the only other species that manipulate the environment around them to make it more favorable towards themselves. And then, like...
We kind of do that.
Well, I said they're the only other, implying that humans are the other one.
True.
So, like, they're the most, like, kind of human-like in their ability to... like, change the environment around them. I mean, I'm also writing a really long paper on beavers, so,
so you have to be...
Yeah, I kind of have to be obsessed with them, but, like, they change everything. Like, they change, like, what species can be around them.
What eats them?
Wolves, primarily.
Oh.
So, okay.
Let's hear it.
Oof. Back in the 1600s,
really, flashback.
A huge...
Fucking 1600s.
A huge... fur trade was established around them because it's waterproof fur. It's so warm because they have to be able to, like, live in the water in the winter. Absolutely. And they're mammals.
Yeah.
So, like, they have to create their own warm. Heat. Yeah, it's gotta warm-blooded. Be warm. So they make great fur. So, like, that's what Quebec is, like, based off of.
Quebec is
like, the fur trade. And that's what all of French Canada is there for.
Is the fur trade.
Exactly. So
beaver fur or, like, all fur?
Mainly beaver, honestly. Like, they were, like, harvesting somewhere, like, between 5 to 7 million beavers a year.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so we basically extirpated them from... I know.
It's a lot of fucking beavers.
We basically extirpated them from North America. And extirpate, for all of you...
Yeah, let's hear it. Let's hear that. It's a T-word.
Yeah, it means, to, like, make extinct in a certain area. So they weren't extinct everywhere, but, a lot of North America, especially the American West... there was no beaver.
Okay.
Anyway, so,
hey, when there's no beaver.
Yeah. All of us.
I don't.
I hate that pussies are called beaver. I'm just gonna put that
it's
out
gross.
There.
It's
disgusting.
What are we gnawing at? Anyway.
I just think it's because they're hairy naturally. Oh. Like, I think it's because the dark hair.
But why isn't the top of your head called a beaver? Your head is hairy.
I mean, people just want to have, like, nasty names for private parts. Like,
true.
Like, why don't we call your head a cock?
I know. Like, bleep that. Cut that out.
Put your... inside me, you know? Like,
ew. Okay. Nah. Stick my whole head in, yeah? Reverse birth.
Anyway.
So they're extinct in North America.
Basically.
In the West.
Yeah.
1600s.
Right. So, like, we basically hunted them to our heart's content until, like, the late 1800s, and we were like, we're all a beaver. Ooh, yike.
Yeah.
And trapping laws were established. And we didn't really realize what they did for the environment until they came back. So, they started to recolonize, because they're just, like, really large rodents. They're very good at reproducing.
Yeah.
And they're relatively tolerant to environmental stress. So, they would colonize, and, just create wetlands.
Okay.
And wetlands are really important. Like, they, like...
They filter.
Yeah, they filter a lot of water. They're huge carbon sinks.
Aren't they good for landslides and stuff like that?
Yeah, like, they just, like, stabilize the environment around them. But, like, yeah. So I've just been obsessed with the fact that, like, they just, like, completely change their environment. So, like, animals that could live in a place, like a forested stream.
Yeah.
Beaver moves in. Builds his little dam. And then, like, they can't live there anymore because it's standing water now. So the entire species composition changes. They're keystone species.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Do they create wetlands wherever
they
are?
Yeah, basically they create, like lintic, which is just like shallow lake environments. Okay. So like slow moving water. And like they have been like connected with like a lot of just like cascading effects down food chains, like because they affect like bison and moose somehow, and like their populations.
Moose are fucking scary.
Yeah, dude.
Anyway,
they're also really dumb. Like, they're one of the dumbest.
Really?
Yeah, they're really stupid.
That kind of bums me out a little bit.
Yeah, they get stuck out on the ice all the time.
Yeah, but so do, like,
deer
and humans. Like, we've all seen a teenage boy get stuck on a glacier, and you're like,
bye.
Bye. Sorry, I guess.
Yeah. But yeah, I've been really obsessed with Beaver.
That's good.
They're so cute, too.
They are cute.
They're adorable.
It takes a lot for me to call any sort of rodent cute.
No, like, I just think, like, they're just so, like...
Kevin Barr are cute.
What is inside their brains? Like, they're just like, chew, must chew, 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 chew. Like, they just, like, are compelled to do... I think that's amazing. Like, they just, like, see a tree and they're like, I want to knock that down. So then they gnaw at it with their little teeth. But they
build good dams, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's an act of choice.
Yeah, and they have to know, like, they have to know the geomorphology around them. Like, they have to know the shape of the land and, like, strategically place lumber. And
do they eat wood?
Yeah. They're primarily, like, root and leaf eaters. But
the rodents.
So. Yeah. But if they're in a pinch, they'll eat bark. But they preferentially eat aspen, just a fun fact. They love quaking aspen.
That's fine. Quaking aspen?
Yeah.
It's kind of hot. To quake?
Yeah.
Is a hot verb.
Which is interesting because quaking aspen are, like, colonial. So, like, they... Not, like, colonialism, like, but colonialism, but, like, colonialism, like...
They're not imperialists.
Right. They just, like, are clonal. So, they, like... One trunk will like pop up, and then another trunk will independently pop up. But they're the same organism, so we think
are they all connected?
Not all of them, but we think the largest organism in the world might be a quaking aspen because like it's like 100 different stems.
Oh my god!
So it might be the largest.
I read a paper recently that was talking about tree roots.
Yeah,
and how like it's a very complex system.
Oh yeah,
that trees are really trying to help each other out.
Yes,
of all species of trees.
Yeah,
and that
they'll send out chemicals.
Like, it makes me quake.
Well, like there's like what are they called? Symbiotic relationships between, like fungi, like on roots, and they'll like send out chemical signals saying like environmental stressors are coming. They're like. If, like, one tree's like, yo, I need water. Like, there's no water here. They'll, like, send it out to all the trees. And all the trees, like, start exhibiting, like, water conservation.
I have chills thinking about that.
And also, like, they won't overlap with other trees. Like, they'll just stay in their little borders.
Yeah.
Like, that's amazing.
You've all, like, seen that picture from below, looking at the leaves not touching.
Yeah. Like, the canopies, they won't overlap.
That's crazy.
Yeah. What do they know? What do trees know?
Have you ever heard that, conspiracy theory that plateaus, like these giant plateaus in the desert, are just huge, petrified wood trunks? That there's, like, were these huge tall trees. I mean, obviously, I don't think it's true.
Yeah.
But if you, like... How cool would that be?
Yeah.
That these huge plateaus are actually tree trunks.
Trees can't die of old age. They cannot die of old age. Like, they could live forever if no disease happened. They
or, just like, get environmental
so
stressors
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. They just get so big that, like, eventually, like, a beetle or something takes them down.
Really?
Yeah, or, like, disease or fungus or something.
Aren't the biggest trees the redwoods?
Yeah, yeah.
I want to go out and see them.
Me too. I was recently in California, but...
Why didn't you see them?
I had no control over that.
Fair. How was California?
It was really great. I had a good time. And I had never been... I went to the Central Coast. I had never been to the Central Coast of California. It's where, like, a lot of our, like, produce is grown.
Agriculture,
Yeah. So, like, it was really... I don't know. It was, like, a really weird thing to, like... You know, because we're always talking about, like, migrant workers and, like, how important they are to our economy.
Yeah.
So it was weird to, like, go out and see the farms where, like... You could tell, like, there were a lot of migrant workers working. Like, like, there were giant buses busing people in.
Yeah.
And they were, like, getting off, and they weren't, like, in uniforms or anything. And, like, it was just, like, weird to, like, because you hear so much about it, and it's so much of our, like, awareness. And then to just go and see it. And people, yeah. like, who, like, live near it, like, are unaffected, I guess.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is happening right here. like, yeah. And also, like, the water shortage and stuff, because it's all, like, really dry out there, and then...
Oh, but it's these, a desert. California's a desert now.
Yeah, and then these giant green fields, and I'm like, baby, like, stop.
Yeah, well, I'm just really curious what's going to happen. Hot take, I'm obsessed with environmental security, that we'll be able to keep going.
I think the future lies in, like, vertical gardening and stuff.
Yeah, urban farms.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about urban farming, though.
Because I think the entire West is going to collapse because we just don't have enough water. Like, Nevada shouldn't be there. No one should live in Nevada.
I mean, all it is Las Vegas and Reno and the capital, Carson City.
Yeah, and then that one county where prostitution's legal.
Oh, yeah. They have those brothels.
Yeah.
Is it prostitution or is it just a brothel? Is that still prostitution? Sex work.
Yeah.
But sex work should be legal. Like,
yes, that's true. That's such true, a bull. True, like, true.
I don't even know why I had to debate this. Like,
no, you don't. Not here, baby.
like, come on. So bored. Y'all, we have a minute 40 left of these brownies.
What?
I'm so excited. They smell so good.
Yeah, currently the kitchen's filled with this beautiful, rich caramel aroma.
Caramelly chocolate. Mm. Kind of salty almost.
And we're gonna drizzle.
Drizzle the salted caramel on top. Mm. The woman at Big Lots today gave me a penny so I didn't have to pay with more money. Like, so I didn't have to get change.
Nice.
I thought that was so nice of her.
It is nice. I do that for customers. I'm always like, I've got a penny. You're fine.
I don't.
but I you don't. I can't.
You I work at Starbucks and I don't care.
Yeah. Like,
I'm like, give me the money. Thank you.
And they come there every day. Like, you're not like affected.
Some of these people.
You're not really affecting their experience.
Yeah. They just pay with their app. So many people do.
Yeah.
So I'm like, should I get an app? Is that how, like...
Are you allowed to?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
are you allowed to have a rewards account?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm an automatic Gold Star. Oh, automatic Gold Card member. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I get 3 stars for every 2 that everyone else gets.
Ooh.
It's like not a big deal. We don't have to talk about it. We don't need to.
It's all about being a partner.
Yeah, we're partners. I work tomorrow.
Oh, boo.
It's fine.
I've classed. Boo.
Yeah.
Boo.
I'm trying to learn how to code.
Mm.
I feel good about it. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I have to say.
I feel like I could learn to code, but I need, like, private tutoring. Like, I tried to take a coding class and I dropped it because it was just, like, it moves so fast. And I just don't think like that. I don't, like, it's a pattern of thought, basically. Like, it's like learning another language. Like,
literally.
I can't.
ding. Keep going.
Oh, my God. I just can't just, like, sit there and learn to code.
Yeah, I don't know. Whenever I code, I feel like a nerd. And I kind of miss feeling that way, because I was such a nerd until I was gay. And then once I became
gay.
And then I was so gay, I couldn't be anything else.
I don't understand how anyone's not gay, really.
Or at least a little bit.
I know.
I'm so bored when someone's like, no. I'm just like...
What do you mean?
I just don't care. Okay.
Like, I feel like I'm gay, but only in the, like, way that, like, it takes... I don't know. I'm mostly straight and, like, a little gay.
Yeah, and I think that's okay.
Like, it would take, like, a magical...
I'm mostly gay and a little straight.
Like... Yeah, it would take the right person.
I mean, yeah.
Like, I'm not, like, sitting there checking out, like, women and femmes normally.
Yeah.
But, like, there have been some people that I felt, like, an intense attraction to.
Well, sometimes you ever meet someone, you're like,
Does that mean I'm pan?
Connected. Maybe it is. I just like the word queer. I know some people, like, don't like it, and I'm like... It's 2018, it's no longer a slur.
Yeah, I think that...
Some people, like, do think it's a slur, though.
Yeah.
Like, do use it as a slur.
Yeah.
Which is,
In any rural place, I'm like, don't say queer. But any city, I'm like, yin queer!
I'm like, we're all queer!
We're queer! We're here! We're queer! We want you to buy me a beer.
Oh my god. Good rhyme. Put into a wrap. We have to let our brownies cool for like 5 minutes, but they look... Good.
Should we drizzle the
We have to wait caramel? 5 minutes to drizzle.
Why?
Because it's too hot. We could blow on it. I'm going to wait
Set the fan.
I'm going to put my hand on it like a fan.
Yeah.
I think that'll work. Oh my goodness gracious. How's your week looking this week? It's optimistic?
College dead week, so. That's the week before finals.
So next week's finals?
Yeah.
Zoinks!
Truly zoinks. But I only have two finals.
That's lit.
Yeah. And then I'm free for 3 weeks, which is gonna be really fun. I feel like...
Do you have any crazy plans?
Over break, I just wanna, like, start playing the guitar again. Painting. Maybe get a head start on that insect collection I was talking about.
Like, art will save us all.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, even when, like, industry fails, when capitalism inevitably fails, art will still be there.
Yeah, I really want to get back. I have done a couple, like, spoken word pieces, and I really want to get back into that. Like, storytelling. I think storytelling's so powerful.
It is.
And, like, I don't know. I just need to write more. Creative writing will really save your mental health.
Oh, yeah. Any sort of art, I don't know.
Like, yeah, it's just so cathartic.
It feels good. Cathartic. Get it? Cathartic.
Oh my god, you can make a bumper sticker with that.
Oh my god, I will. I'll sell it.
It has not been 5 minutes, but he's drizzling the caramel.
I already drizzled the caramel on. I couldn't
and
wait.
And he didn't even do it erotically.
No, I didn't. Because I opened it too wide.
Fans.
I'm spreading it on with a knife. But, like, don't hate the player or hate the game, okay?
Your MCM doesn't drizzle.
What are your thoughts on mid-level marketing schemes?
I'm so tired of people being like, I make this much money a month with Rodin Fields. Or, like, oh, do you all remember It Works?
Absolutely.
Why would you ever name a business It Works? Because that's a natural question to say, like, it doesn't work. Like,
yeah.
Like, if your business name is, like, It Works, then, like, I automatically think it doesn't work. It'd be like if I named my, like, credit scam company, We're Not Scammers.
True.
And started calling people, and I'm like, hi, I'm Bailey from We're Not Scammers, Inc. Like, do you wanna invest with us today? Like,
I bet you could get at least 3 people, though, who'd say, yeah.
And that's the start of a pyramid.
Honestly.
That's the foundation of everything.
I would never want to start a pyramid scheme or be a part of one. Ponzi, but honestly, how good would it feel to be at the top of the pyramid?
You would have a lot of money, but only so, like, only shortly. Like, I had a high school friend who really got into It Works, and she went to this, like conference.
Symposium, yeah.
Yeah, and that, like, that's how they get you. It's like church, almost. Like, they just go and, like, they gas you up for 4 days, and then you come back, and you're like, I'm so passionate about It Works. Because it doesn't. Like, it was a body wrap. And, like, you're not doing any exercise, you're not gonna lose weight, baby.
Diet scams are... I'm so bored.
Yeah, and, like, that's so cruel, because, like, you're hitting people where it hurts. Like, body insecurity and, like, fat phobia. Like, it's just really toxic.
Yeah. And then people don't lose weight, and they're like,
what's wrong with me?
And then... You call them, you say, hey, this body rep didn't work, and suddenly they have a new phone number, so.
I feel like that happened to you. Like, I feel like it's a really, like, personal story.
It didn't
happen
to me, but I've thought about it. Mm. Anyway, these brownies are done.
Yeah. Does that mean our conversation is done?
Our conversation's kind of done, I think. We've been talking for a good 45 minutes.
Okay, let's
recap.
What are we obsessed with?
You're obsessed with Mormons.
Mormons?
I'm obsessed with reality television show competition.
Reality TV.
Beavers.
Cooking shows a little. Cooking shows a little bit. I guess that was, like, the reality TV.
Yeah.
We're both kind of obsessed with the environment.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with... That's what we're obsessed with this week.
Yeah.
And obsessed with watching movies and like, fully before... Having sex with people, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, thank you all for listening to this episode of You're Cooked. Once again, you can, check what we made this week out on the Instagram at You're Cooked. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Ham Siggins. Bailey, let's give your info out.
I have an Instagram. It's at Bailey Jocelyn. I only post every once in a while because Instagram is scary.
It's kind of evil, yeah. But I'm kind of obsessed.
But I do have a Twitter, and it's very funny. And it's at Lil Behus.
Isn't there an underscore?
Yeah, it's little underscore Behus.
Behuss.
Yeah.
So give her a follow. Give me a follow. If you enjoyed what you listened to, please listen again. Hit us up. This is going to be posted on Wednesday.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thanks for being on the show. Thanks for coming and visiting, my good friend.
Yes.
We're gonna eat these brownies.
Yum.
Probably
watch something.
Yeah, probably watch something. Check us out next Wednesday, where there'll be a new guest. And we're going to make some more food. So until then, always remember, cook before you're cooked. And keep being beautiful. Bye.